For National Financial Literacy Month, we're bringing you expert advice and tips from our network of friends and partners. This week's business tip comes from Fred Crispin, Senior Vice President at Celtic Bank. Thanks for taking the time to chat with us, Fred.
It's my pleasure.
We recognize and appreciate the services your organization provides to the community, and we're really appreciative that you have come to join us today. So, Fred, what do you offer specifically that small to medium-sized businesses would benefit from?
Under the Celtic Express program, we offer small working capital loans from $20,000 up to $150,000 now. For the most part, these loans are unsecured. We use three different SBA loan programs under the Celtic Express banner to provide those 10-year fully amortizing working capital loans. We use SBA's Patriot Express program, which is an expanded veterans outreach program. It's no longer just the veteran, but it's also active duty military that are in the TAP program, which is a 2-year transition out program. Active members of the Guard and Reserve heretofore have never been eligible for veteran type loans, but they're eligible for Patriot Express loans. The spouse of all of the above mentioned, and then last but not least, the widowed spouse of a service member who died while in service or of service-related issues. We also use the SBA Export Express program, which is available to borrowers that are using the fund, utilizing the funds to export products overseas, whether it be to Canada, Mexico, Europe, wherever, as long as they're using the funds, 100% of the funds, to help in their export activities, then they're eligible for the program. And then last but not least is the SBA Small Loan Advantage 2 program, we call SLA 2, and that program is open to just about every SBA eligible business. So we've got everybody covered under one of the SBA loan programs.
Excellent. What separates Celtic Bank services from other similar services?
Most banks don't want to make loans in the small loan market. Most banks are geared to make working capital loans or any kind of SBA loan, as far as that goes, $200,000, $250,000 and up. If they do make working capital loans, they'll typically be a 1 to 3 year type payback, where under the SBA program, we're setting these loans up for 10-year terms, fully amortizing, which drastically improves the cash flow for that small business owner on a monthly basis.
Well, I guess a really important question is, how can small businesses get access to Celtic Bank?
The easiest way is to come through one of the small business development centers. We work with the SBDC network on a nationwide basis and are very active with the SBDC network here in the state of Florida. But anybody can get the loan application simply by going to our website at www.celticbank.com, clicking on the tab that says Celtic Express, and the first tab on that page will be Celtic Express loans from $20,000 up to $150,000, and those are the loan, and that will get them to the loan application. Fill out that loan application, and they have an option of either faxing it in to the toll-free fax line, or they can email it in to an email address we have at the top of the loan application, and that email account is monitored on a daily basis. As loans pop into that account, they're downloaded, put into the system just as quickly as possible.
Excellent. Well, is there anything else you would like to add specifically about Celtic Express and the program?
Basically, we're available to small business owners nationwide. We make loans from Hawaii to Alaska, Maine to St. Thomas, and all points in between. But because we are a transactional type lender. We are not looking for checking accounts, MasterCard, Visa accounts, that sort of thing. We can be a local banker's best friend in a lot of cases because we'll do loans that they can't or won't do, but they get to keep that deposit relationship. So we have a lot of banks now that refer loans into us under our programs because they know that we'll more than likely help their borrower, and they get to keep that deposit relationship.
Great. Well, as you know, the Florida Small Business Development Center Network is focusing on the National Financial Literacy Month, which is April. And I'd like to ask you some questions related to financial literacy, financing, and access to capital. So the first one is, what are some of the most common financial literacy issues you've come across?
Most borrowers are not aware that they need a business plan, and that's something that's extremely important to us. We require a business plan on every loan we make, whether it be an existing business or a pure startup, and that has always been an issue.
And Fred, where can they get that business plan?
The Small Business Development Centers are a great resource partner for helping a borrower develop that business plan. We depend on the SBDC's counselors to work with our borrowers on a nationwide basis. And we get a lot of loan apps that come in without what we call a technical assistance advisor associated with that loan. And if we approve the credit, then the first thing we will do is assign them back to a counselor closest to them.
Can you talk a little bit about the success rate of somebody who goes through the Small Business Development Center to get your loans versus coming in off the street?
I don't have statistics to back it up, but just from watching the pipeline and watching loans that flow in, the success rate is probably twice as good or better from clients that have come in with from the SBDC network. Strictly because they've been prepped, they know what they're what's expected of them, and the counselors do a good job of keeping their expectations in a reasonable realm, if you would.
Okay. How can small to medium-sized business owners prepare for and address some of the challenges associated with access to capital and refinancing?
Our program is credit score driven. We use a Fair Isaac Small Business Credit Scoring Model. And that model's looking heavily at personal credit, but it's also looking at a lot of other factors, i.e. the industry that individual borrower's in, what percentage of their revolving balance is available to them individually, how long they've been in business. A lot of different factors go into that scoring model. But one of the best things that a borrower can do is get a copy of their credit report on the front side and make sure that there are no issues on that credit report that they're not aware of, so that they have a better feeling for what they should expect in a credit scored model.
Is there anything else you would like to add on financial literacy, financing, or access to capital?
The other major thing that we preach and talk about constantly is proper accounting. And it's kind of the same thing y'all preach and teach to borrowers all the time. But that's an extremely important part of running a small business, is understanding your balance sheet and P&L statements and making sure that they're accurate. Because whether you're applying for a loan with Celtic Bank or your local bank, and whether it be an SBA loan or a conventional loan, first thing a banker's going to ask you for is your financial statements. And they need to be current, and you need to be able to talk intelligently about what's in those statements.
Again, this week's business tip comes from Fred Crispin, Senior Vice President at Celtic Bank. Fred, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much, and good luck to you.
Thanks very much, and good luck to the SBDC network.
You can subscribe to the Florida SBDC Network podcast from the iTunes Store and follow us on Twitter at Florida SBDCN. Thank you.